MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Kieran Whitten from Anchor. Kieran, appreciate the early morning. NVIDIA, as I said in the intro there, I mean, it felt like the entire stock market is resting on those NVIDIA results, which in of itself is frankly a little bit spooky. But I suppose the key point is that, I mean, the market got the revenue beats they expected. Revenue $57 billion, expected was $55. EPS was a little bit higher. And maybe the really big one was the forecast, which they bumped that as well. The stock's up 5% in aftermarket. This perhaps we've lived to fight another day in a sense.
Good morning, Simon. It truly is unbelievable how this entire sort of AI trade and by extension the US stock market is pretty much revolving around one story at the moment, and it is scary. And it's unlike anything we've actually seen before, at least in the sort of immediate history. I mean, even in the dot-com bubble, there was sort of a range of stocks that you could say were part of that bubble forming. But, you know, this is the true growth engine, and the markets was depending on this one stock before the result. It was like a Super Bowl blockbuster event. It really was crazy how everyone was just talking about it, and the anticipation is just crazy. And I do think, Simon, you know, that's obviously NVIDIA did beat and raise yet again.
Yeah.
And I think that was what I was expecting. It's what everyone in the office was expecting. But Simon, like you're saying, it's scary because there's no evidence or signs that this could happen. But an NVIDIA miss in a quarter could honestly send this AI trade tumbling and the entire stock market with it. But like I say, no evidence of that quite yet. It is the foundation of what demand is going to look like in this AI revolution. And each quarter, I think, does now strengthen and reinforce this thesis, which I think does lower the risk incrementally each quarter that, you know, people gain confidence that this is the real deal. I think interesting as well, Jensen Huang before the results didn't seem too stressed from what I saw. He was in the White House. He was having a good time. And he said last night, interestingly, that from his point of view, there's been a lot of talk about an AI bubble. But from their vantage point, they see something completely different. And I must say, Simon, I do sit in that camp. I think that we are in this early stages of this AI infrastructure rollout.
Yeah.
And for now, the party rolls on.
it does. And I mean, I give you two astounding facts. Their forecast includes zero China. And NVIDIA's net income exceeds Intel and AMD sales. I mean, it at some point, I suppose they missed. But this was not it. I suppose we all come back again in 3 months. But the short version is don't bet against NVIDIA. They are absolutely killing it out there. Let's take a quick change of tack. Celsius listing. Next week, IPO closes today. Have you and your colleagues had a look over the prospectus? Have you got thoughts on the Celsius IPO?
Yes, Simon, and it's been quite unloved. I would say its initial valuation that the market was thinking it would come out with after the IPO was more around $30 billion, and that's decreased quite significantly. It's actually more than half. But we do think when the dust settles, that Celsius is going to be left with quite a clean balance sheet. Mm-hmm. And it's actually quite a differentiated growth story in this telecoms sector. And it's also got pretty low capital intensity compared to, you know, the MTNs and the Vodacoms. And that is because it obviously roams on MTN and Vodacom's network. And the growth is backed up largely by Capitec Connect, which is the fastest growing operator in the country. And yeah, so investors are obviously very cautious at the moment, but we think that is a bit overdone. There are obviously definitely risks in this, but we do think the upside potential definitely outweighs the downside potential from where we think it's going to list. Mm-hmm. We are sort of cautious that it could just be a very unloved share by the market if things go a bit sour after the IPO. But like I said, I think it's going to come out on a PE of about 5 to 6, And given that growth in Capitec Connect and the low capital intensity, it is a share that we'll be taking part of in the IPO for a number of mandates.
Yeah, and I take your point. I mean, that's a really, really low PE. And essentially, you're hitching your wagon to Capitec. And, well, that's been a good place to hitch your wagon for forever and a day. We'll leave that there. Kieran Whitten from Anchor, always appreciate the early morning time. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.